This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, April 13th. Well, we got great inflation news, folks. The producer price index declined 0.5% in March. And in the past 12 months, it's growing at 2.7%. That's down from a 4.9% annual pace in February. So that's pretty rapid deceleration. So the reason it's declining so fast is not only did the PPI fall 0.5% in March, but a year ago, in March of 2022, it rose 1.6%. So you're cutting off a dramatic month, okay? And so this is good. This is the largest monthly drop in the producer price index in 3 years. The annual pace is now running at the slowest pace in over 2 years. Wholesale energy prices did fall 6.4% in February, so a lot of the drop was energy related. But the real good news is wholesale service costs actually declined 0.3% in March. Now, in previous months, that had been stubbornly high. So part of the inflation problem was the wholesale services. So that's big news. And when you look at inflation, there's certain things that we need to have crack. And in the CPI, we saw owner's equipment rent finally not rise as much as it had in previous months. We'd actually like it to decline soon, so that'll give us a great CPI. In PPI, it was the service costs. Now they're falling. So you can't have a better inflation report than this, so that's really good. The other good news is the FOMC minutes were released on Wednesday afternoon, and it revealed there's a significant minority of FOMC members on the Fed that are doves. And they didn't want to raise rates at that last meeting, even though they did. The Fed staffers also are expecting a mild recession later this year. That runs counter to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, who says we're not going to be in a recession. So the bottom line is we got good inflation news. We got falling Treasury yields. So the Fed's not going to raise rates, period, okay? They don't have to. And there's a growing number of doves on the Fed. By the way, unemployment claims are now running at the highest average since November 2021. So that's another thing that's going to cause the Fed to hesitate. Some of that was a big surge in California. It's a long story. It's obviously the farm workers in California are getting displaced by all the flooding, and of course there's tech layoffs, there's even layoffs in the studios around Hollywood, so California is making unemployment rise. So that may cause the Fed to hesitate as well. So we're shaping up tomorrow for retail sales. We do want a good report, because if the consumers aren't spending money, we can't grow, period. So, and that's because manufacturing has been in a contraction for 5 months. So hopefully we'll get a good March retail sales report. Otherwise, the banks are going to announce their earnings. It's their guidance is more important than anything else. We don't own banks, so we don't have to kind of worry about this. But it will set the tone for the next couple of days. Things look pretty good for us. There was news by the EPA on Wednesday. They were in Detroit, the new EPA administrator, Michael Reagan. And he called for emissions declining 18% in 2027, 13% in 2028, 15% in 2029, 8% in 2030, 9% in 2031, and finally 11% in 2032. In other words, they're going to force everybody into electric vehicles, period, okay? I don't have a problem with this. My only problem is I don't know where they're going to get the batteries from. We have 10% of the lithium production required worldwide to make this shift. So I don't know if we can drain enough ancient seabeds to do this. You may know in America, we have a lithium mine in around Tonopah, Nevada, in the middle of nowhere. And lithium mines are about 20 months of evaporation. And you have to have all these ponds. And there's a couple they're trying to prove in Nevada. They're trying to get the Salton Sea going. The problem with all these ponds that basically let the sun evaporate all the minerals and they pump from pond to pond to pond until they get enough lithium is there's something called birds. And when the birds migrate, they might land in the heavy metal ponds and get sick and die. So I don't know. It's if we didn't have birds, we could probably have a lot more lithium. So it's going to be interesting to see if they can approve all this stuff. You know, it's, I realize these are desert areas, but they do have migrating birds. And I can tell you in Nevada, we got so much snow that, the ducks are going to be very happy. There's marshes everywhere and a lot of people don't know that, but, so it'll be interesting if they can get these lithium mines up. So that's my comment about the EPA regs. I mean, you know, they can propose anything they want, but looks to me like China will be supplying everything. And that's that. Okay, so otherwise, that's about the main thing that's going on. Our earnings kick off next week. Our stocks have been acting really, really well as we go into earnings season. Their oil prices are still meandering higher. That's good for us. So I'm looking forward to a phenomenal surge in our stocks in the next few weeks as earnings come out. So I want you to hang on, enjoy the ride, and enjoy the week. And I'll have a hotline tomorrow in the wake of the retail sales report, seeing the impact. So I'll talk to you folks tomorrow. Take care, everybody.